Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Beth Erlbeck, and of course she's the 4-H and Youth Coordinator for Cass County. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And I don't know about other people, but we're getting excited because it is fair time. What are the dates for the Cass County Fair?
The fair this year is July 24th through the 29th.
Okay, then, you know, that's not quite a month away, so some people are going, okay, but get it on your schedule, you know, because there are county fairs going on all over, and we kind of need to get those dates down for each of the counties. Let's talk first, Beth, about something that's new.
This year, we definitely vamped our Clover Kid program up. We've increased our number of clubs for Clover Kids, and Clover Kids is grades kindergarten through second grade. So we kind of give them the taste of 4-H before they actually get into 4-H in fourth grade. So they get to participate in a lot of different activities related to 4-H. So they learn the 4-H pledge. They do hands-on activities, but it's not so strenuous on them by having to sit through a business meeting and those type of things.
And that age, you know, kindergarten, I just love kindergartners. And each one of them, they're so excited and they just want to learn so much.
Yep. And it's interesting to see the age range from kindergartners to third graders because they're all very excited about it, but they all have different things that they're interested in 4-H, whether it's those kindergartners, it's just brand new to them. So they don't, you know, they're not sure what to expect and they're excited to do everything. And then you have those third graders that are like, oh, I'm ready to get into real 4-H and I can participate in the business meetings and I can help with community service projects with the older kids and those type of things. So it's great to see the different age range within Clover Kids.
Mm-hmm, you bet. And different abilities as they grow and develop. So folks that come to the fair are going to get to see the Clover Kids, what they've done in several different ways. So let's talk about the non-animal before we talk about the animal part.
So this year we added a Clover Kids Showcase, which is up in the Cass County Community Center. They'll have their own area. Each Clover Kid Club will have a kind of their own little booth, kind of like how it's set up for the other 4-H clubs. And the Clover Kids have the opportunity to bring in projects they've been working on, whether it's a cooking project or some sort of art project. Bring it in, talk to a caring adult about it, and then it gets to be on display for the duration of the county fair so that everybody can come and see grandma and grandpa, mom and dads can come in and be like, oh, that's your project. Look at that. That's really neat. So that'll be really exciting for our Clover Kids this year.
And again, they, like the other 4-H'ers, get to talk to that person. We've always called them a judge, but I, you know, having been in that situation, and I'm so excited that I get to help with Clover Kids this year. You know, it's more just visiting with that person and see how they're doing and encourage them. And, you know, it's not so much sitting in judgment.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. It's that opportunity for the Clover Kid to tell people what they did. And it's not someone that's not mom and dad or grandma and grandpa. So it puts them in the situation where they work on those communication skills, which is very important even at that age, to explain the process of how they went through it. It's going to be a very non-stress environment, but I believe it'll be a lot of fun for those Clover kids.
I think so, too. Then you do have a special way that they can bring animals to the fair.
Yes, on Friday afternoon at 1 p.m., we're going to have the Clover Kid Animal Show. And Clover Kids have the opportunity to bring any animal, any pet animal, a bucket bottle, goat, calf, and lamb, as well as poultry projects. So they can bring in one animal, and they get to go through their own little show. So they bring their animal in, they talk to the MC about how they raise their animal, what they feed them, those type of things, and then they get a participation ribbon for all their hard work on the project.
So in case of the static exhibit, they're talking one-on-one. Now when we move to the animal show, it's not only one-on-one, it's like, oh, people are watching and listening. Could be scary, but what a great experience.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of Clover Kids that I've heard that are very excited about this just because it's going to be in the outdoor show ring. And so they're going to be in the environment where the older 4-H and FFA members are and where they showcase their projects. So it's kind of special to them to be out there in that show ring. And then hopefully we draw a crowd to that event because I think it'll be really special for those Clover Kids to have the opportunity to talk in front of, talk to the MC, but talk in front of other people and showcase their project as well because I know they're very proud about what they've been doing.
It'll be fun to see them and hear them. We don't know what kind of stories we might hear. I'm sure there's going to be a few smiles as we go through that show. And really exciting. And as you said, this goes through third grade because you, when you go into fourth grade, you can be a real 4-H member. I'm not sure we should call them real. But anyhow, sort of a graduation ceremony to get to the next stage. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the livestock show, the days that those are, which day is beef, which day is swine, etc.
So Friday, July 25th, we have the rabbit show, the horse show. Saturday, we have the sheep show, the pet show, the dog show. Sunday, we move into the swine show and the poultry show, and then the feeder calf show. And then Monday, we have the beef show, the dairy goat show, and then the meat goat show, and then we have Grand Champion Beef Selection on Monday night.
Okay. When we talk about livestock, I know as I look to the past, there have been some changes in numbers and so on. You don't have those numbers in just yet.
Nope. Our county fair entries are due July 1, so we're getting them in the door now, but we're anticipating to see what kind of numbers we'll have at county fair this year. It's always exciting to see, how many we have and if we have a boost in our project numbers or they stay about stagnant. In the last couple years, they've stayed about even, so I'm hoping this year we have a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, there's just more and more opportunities. I know over the past few years, there's been a change, an increase in the number of goats, for instance. If we look further back, there was a huge change in the number of poultry, but that's mm-hmm. probably kind of leveled out a little bit. But those are great projects that, some kids don't have the opportunity to have space for beef or horses. I mean, they take a lot more space.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of our 4-H members that focus on their poultry and rabbits just because it's easier to, you don't need as much space, like you said, and they still take the same amount of work, but they don't have that much space. So it works for our project members, and they're very excited about it. I love hearing the 4-H'ers who are like, oh, I'm bringing in this duck and this chicken and those type of things, and I have this rabbit as well. So it's exciting to hear that they're excited about the projects that they're working on throughout the year.
And with all the projects, whether they are non-animal or static or whether they're animal, there's all that learning and, as you talked about, care, learning responsibility. There's just so much involved with a project. It's not just coming to the fair and showing it.
Oh, that's the truth. I know there's 4-H'ers that have started back on their projects, whether they were a beef project back in December, so they had to think about it in November when what they were going to purchase or what calf they were going to pick out, to working on some of those building projects those static projects that they've been working on throughout the year. So it's definitely not the week before fair figuring out what I'm going to do at Cass County Fair.
Yeah. Occasionally, I know they bake another loaf of bread or something, but yes, for the most part, it takes that planning ahead and that responsibility. Let's mention just a little bit about entertainment. That's not 4-H, but it's a part of the Cass County 4-H and FFA Fair.
Oh, yes. So our entertainment for Thursday night is the King and Queen Contest and Senior Recognition. Friday night will be the Bull Ride, which I know is a very popular event from what I've heard in the past. Saturday, we have the Tractor Pull. And then Sunday, Fair Board has added a new, different entertainment. It's a hypnotist and magician show. So we'll have a couple of those shows on Sunday afternoon and then the big event on Sunday night. And then Monday night is Grand Champion Beef Selection and Skid Loader Rodeo Finals.
Okay, lots of different things going on. I think everybody could find something in there that they would like. And you mentioned hypnotist and magician. That's really unique, I think.
Yeah, it'll be, like I said, it'll be a new, different type of show this year, which I hope will bring out a crowd. I think it'll be fun to just sit and watch in the audience and see who participates and see the participants at their best.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we don't want to forget about the great food.
Oh, Cass County Fair is known for the great food. When you come out to the fair, make sure you stop at the fair food stand on the north side of the fairgrounds. Our fair is a free fair, so that's how we keep our fair free, is by eating at the food stand. And we have awesome food options. I know there's hot beef sandwiches, there's some Windsor chops, those type of things. It's a great opportunity.
Yes, and as you say, there's a good reputation there for great food. As you look back, Beth, you were a 4-H member for a lot of years, and you've kind of gone from one side to the other side, so to speak, where you were the producer, the one getting evaluating, And now you're on the other side. What's the big difference between those two sides?
You know, when I was in 4-H, I focused on my certain area. So I did a lot of the static exhibits and those type of things. And now being on this side of things, there's so many things that go into the county fair, and it's very exciting. And the opportunities that 4-H'ers have now, I wasn't in 4-H too long ago, but it seems like they even have even more opportunities now. And that's really exciting to see that there's something in 4-H for everyone.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Beth Earl Beck, for visiting with us this morning. Beth is the Cass County Youth Coordinator, 4-H and Youth Coordinator, and we want to see her along with all of you at the Cass County Fair. Till next time, remember the 4-H motto, to make the best better.